So yesterday we were looking at the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 4, just a quick highlight, if you look at how Mark chapter 4 begins, and it's a day that begins with Jesus. Jesus is starting to teach. So what I said yesterday is try to picture yourself as one of these disciples who was there on this day. And picture yourself, and again, I said, this is why I love being in Israel. Because there's places in Israel where you're on the Sea of Galilee, you're right there on the sea, you can see those little waves, just little waves that come up on shore, and you can see this this big area right around Capernaum. There's this big area where you can see, you can picture where Jesus could have and would have just had a boat near shore, stood up in the boat. You can just picture where the multitudes would be gathered to hear the things that Jesus is teaching. And so that Jesus can teach what he's teaching, he gets up, he stands up in the boat, and you have that amplification, that natural amplification that comes when you're on the water, and he begins to teach. So Jesus is on the boat teaching, the disciples are there, and the multitudes are gathered as Jesus is teaching. So picture yourself there as one of those disciples, and you hear God himself teaching you the truth, teaching you the word. And we see in Mark chapter 4 that what Jesus is teaching is a number of parables. He starts off teaching the parable of the seed and the sower. And then he teaches the parable about the seed that grows. And then he teaches the parable of the mustard seed. So picture Jesus as he's teaching to all these assembled masses. And what he's teaching about in these parables is the word of God and the power of the word. This is what he's teaching. Now, you're a disciple. You're standing there. You're hearing all these teachings taking place. You're hearing Jesus, God himself, telling you and teaching you the word and the power of the word. The power of the word. So Jesus teaches that word. Then the day ends, and it says that the disciples got into the boat with Jesus, and there were some other small boats with them, and they shove off from shore. And they're on the Sea of Galilee. And in the middle of the sea, all of a sudden, the storm comes up. Jesus, having taught all day, is sleeping at peace in the back of the boat. Laying on a pillow, totally asleep. The storm comes up. He doesn't wake up. The boat is filling with water. The disciples, who many of which are fishermen, and they know when a storm is dangerous and when it's not. And you see the disciples fearful for their own lives. And what they say to Jesus, and this is in verses 35 through 41. They say to Jesus, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" So they awake Jesus and say, "Don't you care? We're perishing here, and you don't seem to care." And that's when Jesus arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Here's Jesus. He is the Word. He's the Word yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. He is the Word. Here's the Word, giving the word and speaking the word. And at his word, all of nature obeyed. The disciples were stunned by this because they even said in this last verse, verse number 41, and they feared exceedingly and they said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Jesus is the word. That's who he is. He's God. He is the word. And as he spoke the word, all of nature obeyed. Now remember again that Jesus had just been spending the entire day teaching them about the word and the power of the word. And he taught in parables and he explained the parables to the disciples. So the disciples had the word and they had the explanation of the word from the word. Jesus had prepared them to know the power of the word. If they would speak his word, they had the power through him of that word. He'd spent the day teaching them that. And then once they were taught that, that same day, they had the opportunity to put that word that they had been taught, to put that truth that they had been taught, to put that word and that truth into action, to apply it to their lives, to put it into practice. Now, what I was trying to share yesterday, or I was hoping to share with you yesterday, was how many times have you had the word given to you? How many times? Think about today. When you got up this morning, did you spend some time in the word? If you spend time in the word, if you spend any time in the word and you just have your mind open to him and just take a few moments and just meditate on it, Holy Spirit always shows you something. Every time the Holy Spirit shows you something, reveals a truth, gives you revelation or insight into the Word of God, it's easy to get excited when you receive that Word. And we should be excited when we see truth from the Word. We receive revelation. It's so easy to get excited, and you receive that Word with joy. But then within minutes, you're already going on to different things in your day. And that joy that you had when you received the Word is all of a sudden in the background. And then within just a very short amount of time, it's totally forgotten. God Himself gave you a Word. And how quickly do we forget that Word? We live our lives daily almost the same way that these disciples had this experience on this day that we see recorded for us in Mark chapter 4. They had the Word, Jesus Christ, teaching them about the Word and the power of the Word, and how quickly they failed to put it into practice. That's the way we live our lives. Think about this past Sunday. Do you remember? Did you take any notes? Do you remember? Is there something that sticks out in your mind? Here's a better question. On Sunday, when you heard the message, was there something when you walked out of there, you thought, that was a good word, and one point really stuck with you? See, here's the thing. When God gives you, when the Holy Spirit gives you an insight, a revelation, gives you a truth, we need to do what the disciples failed to do. We need to learn a lesson from what the disciples we see here with them in the storm. They had the Word. The Word, Jesus, gave them the Word and taught them the power of that Word for them to utilize. Jesus had spent the day teaching them about the power of the Word so that they could use the Word with life-altering, they could speak the Word with life-altering results. And yet they failed to apply it. Jesus spent the entire day teaching them about the Word and then gave them an opportunity or allowed the opportunity to provide or to be presented, the opportunity for them to put into practice the Word that they had just been taught by Jesus. Now, if you go back to Sunday and think about the message that you heard, and you think about, you know, as you were hearing the message, something really spoke to you. Something clicked in your mind. Something was, oh, that's a good point. That's good. The truth that we get, we need to put it into practice right away. As the Holy Spirit gives you truth and revelation, you need to apply that Word, apply that truth. You need to apply it right away. If you will apply it to your life, it then becomes an ongoing part of your daily Christian walk. So many times we get a word, we get a truth, we get a revelation. But because we don't apply it to our lives, it very quickly fades into the recesses of our thoughts and our mind. And the things of the day, the events of the day, the struggles of the day, the things that come up, our focus goes to those things and our focus falls away from that truth, that word, that revelation that we had earlier. It recedes into the background of our minds and becomes secondary, tertiary, or we forget it altogether because we never applied it. When you get a truth from the Word of God, you need to apply that truth right away. Apply that truth. Put it into practice right away, and it locks it into the spiritual to your spiritual being, to your spiritual practices. It locks it into the depths of who you are in your soul. It locks it into your soul. Every time the Holy Spirit gives you a truth, apply that truth. Now here's the second point. Just like with Jesus, Jesus taught them the Word. He taught them about the Word. He taught them how to use the Word and the power of the Word. He taught them those truths. And he gave them understanding about the things of the Word that would have made no sense in the natural mind. To the flesh, it made no sense. But the Word taught them the Word, and they understood it. And then here's the thing. After Jesus taught them about the Word and the power of the Word, he gave them an opportunity very quickly to apply that Word that he'd given them, that truth that he'd given them. They'd received the truth of the Word that day. And that night, that very evening, they had an opportunity to apply that Word, and they failed to do so. Listen, every time, if you open up the Bible this afternoon at your lunch, If you'll take a few moments, open your Bible, and just read some verses, and let the Holy Spirit show you a truth that's in there, if you will take that truth that He showed you, and you will apply, if you take that truth and think about it and meditate on it, and then have your eyes open, be looking for the opportunity, because the opportunity will be there sometime very quickly. The opportunity will be there for you to apply that truth, to put it into practice, to apply it to your life. And when you apply it to your life, that's what locks it in, because you see that word in action, and you see that word in action with power, and it locks it into your life. Every time that you get a word, a truth, a revelation from the Holy Spirit, from this word, keep your eyes open, because He will give you the opportunity. You get the truth. Be looking. The opportunity is going to present itself. He's going to give you an immediate opportunity. And then don't miss it, because the disciples missed it. The disciples had that opportunity, but right away their eyes were on the things of the world, not on the things of the spiritual realm. This is why the Bible tells us to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life. They were carnally minded. They were looking at the storm, the circumstances, instead of the word, the truth, the power of the word that Jesus had just given them. So they spent this entire day listening to the word, having revelation on the word. The opportunity was there for them to apply the word, to put it into practice in their lives. They could have spoken the word. Jesus said, we're going to the other side. They could have said, hey, Jesus said, we're going to the other side. He said, we're going to the other side. And so they could have said, the word says, we're going to the other side. Storm, be at peace, be stilled. We're going to the other side. And the storm would have ceased. Now here's the amazing thing. We see how the disciples fell short. They were taught. They were given a word. They had the opportunity to apply the word and put it into practice. And they didn't. Too many times, this is the summation of our Christian walk as well. We have the word. We get revelation of the word. We have the opportunity to apply the word, and we fail to put it into practice. We fail to put it into an application in our lives. And here's the thing. You can look at the disciples and say about the disciples, well, they had a word where Jesus said, we're going to the other side. Look, we have an even greater power and truth. Everything that Jesus said, as you go through Mark chapter 4 and you see the teaching that Jesus has as He's bringing truth and revelation about the Word of God, when you see that He's teaching about the power of the Word, it's even more true for you today than it was for those disciples that day when they heard it. It is more true for you today because Jesus has already, at that point, He had not won the victory. Now He has won the victory. He is overcome by His sacrifice, sin, and death. He's risen again, and He is seated at the right hand of the Father, signifying that all the work is finished. He's done everything. So what He was teaching to the disciples is exponentially more true for you today than it was for the disciples. The power of the Word in your life, we should have greater expectations because of what Jesus has done. Hadn't done it yet when He was talking to the disciples. He has done it now. So when you read the Word, have an expectation, the Holy Spirit's going to bring you revelation, bring you a truth, show you something you didn't see before, and then be looking, when you get that truth, be looking for the opportunity to put that truth, to put that Word into practice in your lives, in your lives. How often do we hear a word? We recall it with joy, but we don't put it into practice. You know what? If you get a Word of God and you don't put it into practice, here's what happens. That word becomes merely this. It becomes merely nothing more than a concept. You read the truth and the power of the Word of God. Do you want this to be just conceptual, or do you want it to be reality in your life? When you read the promises of Jesus Christ throughout this word, do you want it to just be conceptual, or do you want it to be reality? Because if I'm not putting into practice the word that I get, when I get a word, when I get revelation, when the Holy Spirit reveals something to me, if I don't put it into practice, it is still merely just a concept to me. It's not a tool. It's not a weapon for my warfare yet. It's when I put it into practice, when I apply it to my life, when I make it a tool, when I make it a weapon of my spiritual warfare, It goes beyond being a concept, and it becomes reality. A reality, and that you will never forget.